What an awesome God we serve. I will not be before you long. If we would have your Bibles, and we will all stand and honor God that definitely dwells in this house. I thank God that our pastor allows the Holy Spirit to move in this place. And I love the fact that we don't have a program, because everybody looks at the program and wants to know what's next on the program. And it's like, let me see. And then we time it. Some of the programs have the time that things are supposed to be done and how long somebody's supposed to be up there and get down, because we're timing, because we're trying to figure out, because I used to be one of those people. Let's see. What am I cooking today? Okay, so I have time to, okay, so I done worked all week. I'm tired. Okay, what time is it now? Okay, we're supposed to be out of church. Why is church in? Why are we still in here? And I thank God that we don't have that in here. Because the man that God has placed in this house allows the Holy Spirit to move freely the way the Holy Spirit wants to move. Thank you. So Hebrews 11:1, I texted Jamie this morning and I said, I need to change the scripture. Is it too late? And she goes, what happened? Why'd you change it? Was there a shift? And I said, there was a shift about 4:00 in the morning. All right. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith, and I'm reading from the Amplified, is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith proceeding as real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. You may be seated. I thought some of my family was going to be here today, because this was our family, my mother's family reunion weekend, and we voted last year to have it here. And so I was busy with that all year and planning it, and I thank God that it was a success. I know the bulk of them were getting back on the highway this morning, but then there were some that were supposed to have been on their way, so I don't know if they got lost. So I pray for their return, their safe travel as they're on their way here. Now faith. We're living in a time that we need to have faith. But the thing is, we need to have faith in Jesus. Because so many times people put their faith in other things. They put their trust in other things. Whatever it is that's going on in their lives, they put their faith in that. And then they wonder why things are going crazy the way that they are. But the word of God says, now faith. And as Minister David said, you notice how the word moves quickly. Quickly. And I like it when it says now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And so then I started thinking, and I was wondering, I was like, okay, substance. What does substance mean? And they gave you so many different definitions, and there were two. There was one that really stood out to me, the ideal that is intended. The ideal that was intended. That ideal that was intended is what the word of God says. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm hoping for those things. And because I'm hoping for those things, I'm trusting and believing in God, because I'm intending for those things to take place the way the word of God says that they are supposed to take place. And then it was the evidence. So I looked up evidence. What does evidence mean? Your basic for belief or disbelief, knowledge on which to base belief. And then there was another, an indication that makes something evident. So what is that indication that makes it evidence? It's the word of God. God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So in the midst of me hoping for that thing, I got to do something. So we know that faith doesn't come overnight. We know that we have to go through, and as we begin to build that relationship with God, and then we begin to trust in God, because the world says that's not going to happen. Because this is what reality is. How many times that before we became a child of God and we started building that relationship with God, because I know I used to be one of those that would always say, well, that's just reality. And then they would say, oh my God, you're so negative. Nope, I'm just keeping it real. That's reality. But when I came into the relationship with God, and God started doing a renewed change in my mind and started showing me that what the world says is not what I say in my word. Because the word of God says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So in order for me to have the faith that I need to have, I need to make a mind change. I need to start getting away from that stinking thinking. And I need to start getting away from the negative thoughts and start getting away from what I'm speaking out of my mouth. Because if I speak something out of my mouth, if I'm asking God for something, and then I turn around and say, it's not going to happen, I just voided out what I just asked him for. And the word of God talks about delayed but not denied. And I'm wondering why what I'm asking God for is not coming to me. Because I have to take a look at myself, because we're so quick to sit here and say, well, it wasn't meant to be. I hear that at Macy's all the time when the customers come in and they see that outfit that they want. And then they sit there and they try to think about, well, I'm going to think about it. If I come back and it's gone tomorrow, it wasn't meant for me. No, and that's how we think as Christians. That's how we think as, and I'm not going to say, I'm going to keep it real. Some Christians do think like that. We say we're a child of God and we say we're a Christian, but we got so much negativity that's coming out of our mouth. And then we wonder why our life is the way it is and why things are going rapid and things are going crazy in our life. And we're not where we're supposed to be with God. But God said, now faith. Now faith. To me, now means right now. Now means it's taking place now. God didn't say today or tomorrow, because his now is not our now. What's 10 years to us is one day to God. But we got to get in a place where we begin to position and line ourselves up with his word. I got to line myself up. I can't keep going, you know, okay, this is not happening. This, you know, and that's how we think about it. Well, you know what? It wasn't the will of God. It didn't happen the way, you know, I thought it was supposed to happen, because that's not the way it is supposed to happen. It is supposed to happen the way God said that it's going to happen. Because when we look in the word of God and he gives all the scriptures on faith, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. So if I'm walking by faith, that means I'm trusting and believing in God to say what he said that he was going to do. If I'm walking by sight, it's not going to happen. Because I'm so focused on looking at it by sight and the way things are going on right now, that of course I can't see it. Because I'm looking at what I see. Instead of stepping back and allowing God to take control and do what he needs to do in order for me to get to the place where he wants me to be, in order for me to get to that place and have the things that he wants me to have. Because so many times we want to rush it. It's not going as fast as we think it should go. So we step in and we mess it up, and then we got to go back, and then we got to ask God to fix this thing. But then sometimes, do we even realize that we messed it up? Do we even realize that God said, that's not how I said that you were supposed to get that, but you didn't allow me to do what I needed to do in order for you to be in the place where I want you to be? So then we go through the growing pains. And that's the place where we really don't want to be in. Because doing in the midst of the growing pains, that means God is maturing you. God is stretching you. God is preparing you. God is trying to get you to the place in order for you to be able to handle what he is wanting and waiting to give you. Because he said, I will never give you any more than what you can handle. Which means if, you know, and I understand that sometimes we're going to two and three things before we can even get out of one thing. Here comes something else. And then here comes something else. And then here comes something else. And then the enemy comes in and says, why don't you just go ahead and take yourself out? Why don't you just go ahead and just let this thing go? You done tried this God thing, and it's so obvious it's not working. So why don't you just go ahead and go back to the familiar of what you're used to? Why don't you go back to the club? Go back to the old friends? Go back to the sneaking and the creeping and the, you know, and all of the chasty things and all of those different things that you're so used to doing? Because when you were doing it then, and then you weren't going through the things that you're going through now. You weren't having the financial issue that you're having now. You weren't having the car problems that you're having now. You're not having this. But did it ever occur to us that God is trying to groom us? And I love the word, and it has stuck with me since Pastor preached that 2-3 years ago. God is conditioning us. Because God wants to get us to a place where we trust him. And that faith starts small. He said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and if you've ever held a mustard seed in your hand, in the palm of your hand, you can barely even see it. So God said, if you would start there and just have that faith and watch me, and then just stand in and just stay in my word and study my word, and, you know, in all of your getting, get an understanding. So God said, if you begin to study my word and understand what I'm saying in my word concerning you, concerning your situations, and then begin to allow me to change, do a mind change, and begin to renew your mind that lines up to my word, and then that faith will begin to grow and blossom. But that's the place where we have to get. That's the place that we have to get to. And that is an everyday process. It doesn't change overnight. I didn't get into my mess overnight. But God can do it quickly. But we have to have the faith, the maturity level, to be able to know that God can do this. Because God said in his word that he is not a man that he shall lie. And his word shall not return void. So if God says it, that settles it. I know I used to cry, why, Lord, why? When, Lord, when? How long do I have to go through this? What did I do wrong? You know, what is it that I need to do? Lord, show me what I did, because the enemy would step in and put you on a guilt trip like no tomorrow. And God said that I'm showing you some things. I'm grooming you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is it that I'm hoping for? The evidence of things not yet seen. I can't see it, but I'm hoping for it. So in order for me to see it, I have to continue to put my trust in God. I have to continue to allow him to do what he needs to do. Make the changes that he needs to make. Do what he needs to do in my life, not only in my life, but in that situation. Because sometimes God may have to move people out of your life. So as we're trying to hang on to people, God said, I said to let them go. He said, because when you let them go, because people are only in your life for a season. Issues, struggles, they're only in your life for a season. Because the word of God says, you know, you will have trials and tribulations in this world. So when people go through things, my oldest daughter, she's so drama. And it's like every time something happens, even when she was a little child, she, you know, go to walking and hit her, you know, kind of bump her foot on her leg on the table of the corner of the coffee table and just fall out. I'm like, really, Shantae? And I even tell her now, you are so drama. It is not that serious. And when she's working, I'm just so tired. Welcome to life. You know, I was like, you act like you're the only one in the world that is going through stuff. And that's where we get to. I mean, we have those moments that, you know, I'm the only one that's going through this. Why I got to go through this? Why this and why that and why that? And then God's saying, you will have trials and tribulations. But I have overcome the world, and in the midst of you going through the trials and tribulations, cheer up. Not walking around with her head down and making it so obvious that things are going on in my life so we can have a pity party and then so people can say, are you okay? What's wrong? You know, I have an employee, and bless her heart, and it's like, every time you turn around, it's something. And so now I just, you know, good morning, how are you? And keep it moving. Because I would be there with her at least 30 minutes. And my phone is ringing and ringing in order for me to get to the next place. But then it also allows me an opportunity to minister to her as well, too. But you know what? When we're going through, we don't want to hear it. We want to have our pity party. I know, like Sister Barbara said about a month or so ago, she was going through some things, and then she had to sit there. Well, if I call this person, they're not going to join me. If I do this, I still want to have my pity party, you know, because God said, what did I say in my word? He puts you in remembrance of his word. I told you that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Yeah. Speak my word out of your mouth. Yeah. Lord, I thank you. Yeah. I thank you that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Yeah. I'm hoping for this thing. I don't see it right now, but you said it's mine, and I'm going to stand on your word and trust and believe that you're going to do exactly what it is that you said that you were going to do. So whatever it is that you're hoping and trusting and you ask God for. Because God said in his word, and one of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 7:7. He said to keep on asking, keep on trusting, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. He said, continue to ask me that for that thing. Because in the old days, they used to tell us, when you didn't ask God for it, leave it alone. But then I stumbled up on Matthew 7:7 years ago, and it said, oh, really? In my Bible, it says that he said to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. So God, I'm going to keep on doing exactly what you told me to do, because I am quick to say, you know, God, now you said in Matthew 7:7 that I need to keep asking for this thing. And he probably going, here we go again, Joyce. Nope, because you said, let me tell, okay, Romans what? Okay, this is what you said in this word. So I'm going to keep on doing this. Yes. You also said in your word, never give up. So if you told me not to give up, I'm going to keep on doing what you said. You also told me, Lord, in this scripture here, to put you in remembrance of your word. So this is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you, whatever it is, whatever that scripture that I need for that day, I'm getting ready to tell you and remind you, because you told me to remind you, to put you in remembrance of what you said in your word concerning me. So God, and you also said, because this is one of my favorites that I use with him. I always say, God's probably standing over me going, what am I going to do with her? Lord, you also said that you are not a man that you shall lie. So because you cannot lie, and you said that your word will not return void, I'm trusting and believing in you to do exactly what it is that you said that you were going to do. So you know what, God? I'm going to thank you in advance for what you said. I'm going to thank you in advance. I didn't ask for it, because you said, whatever it is, ask for it. You told me, Lord, you told me this. You told me to ask for it. You told me that you shall give me the desires of my heart.
These are the things that you said that you were going to do. So God, I'm going to put you in remembrance of your word. And then after I put you in remembrance of your word, I'm going to trust and I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to increase my faith because you said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet found. So I'm looking at, I'm writing. You also said, write the vision, make it plain. So I'm going to write it out and I'm going to make it plain. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at what you said in your word. So God, you said that you should give me the desires of my heart. And God, and you know the things that I like because you gave them to me. So I'm trusting and I'm going to believe in you for what you said in your word. So whatever it is that thing that you ask God for and things, because God didn't say you can only ask for one. It looks like some of my family is coming in. Because he didn't say, you know, just ask for one. He said things. He said, ask me for things. Whatever it is that you desire, ask me for it. And I will give it to you. Because whatever it is that you desire, God has already placed it because he knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. So he already knew, and then he already knew what we were going to go through. He knew the process that we had to go through. But sometimes we get off track, as Pastor said, we get off track. And then God, you know, our life starts out like this, and then sometimes life happens and we kind of take a turn, and then we get back on track, and then we take a turn. And then eventually, if we continue to trust in God and stand on his word, God has a way of bringing things back around. Now, I don't know about you, but over the last couple of years, God has bringing some things back around in my life. But what would have happened if I would have said, this is not happening? There are times I'm driving down my street, down the highway, and I'm, God, I thank you. You are so awesome. And especially when I think about being gone for 30-some years and then coming back home, it'll be 6 years. And there's times that I'm driving and when I'm getting ready to get off the exit at St. Clair Square, and I'm like, wow, Lord, you're so awesome. And I'm like, man, I never thought that I would be back home. You know, and then just renewing, you know, I always say I'm refamiliarizing myself with things. But what an awesome God we serve. Because God knew when he was going to do it, how he was going to do it, and how he had set everything up. Because I began to pray that years ago, because God started placing that in my heart years ago to move back home. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but I was like, Lord, I thank you. Lord, you said, you done placed this in my heart. So, Lord, however you going to do this. But, y'all, I tried to step in. I tried to do it my way. You know, tried to figure out how I was going to do it. I tried to do those different things. And nothing went as planned the way I tried to do them. So then I had to lift up my hands. Because when you lift up your hands, lifting up your hands is a sign of surrender. You're surrendering to God. And what you're telling God is, God, you know what? I give this to you. I'm going to give all of this to you. Because if you don't do it, it won't get done. Because you said in your word, my ways are not your ways, nor my thoughts your thoughts. And so, God, I need you to do this. I need you to step into this situation. So what is it that you're asking God for? Or have we even asked? Have we even taken, do we even know? Because so many times people say, well, I don't even know where to start. A casual conversation with God. Because God already knows what's in your heart. But he said, if you would just ask me. If you would just ask me. And then when you ask me that one time, keep on asking me. Just keep on asking me. Just keep on asking me. And then whatever that stumbling block is, even I put God in his word and his remembrance of his word with that one. Lord, you said, as this mountain be ye removed. Lord, I'm asking you to move this mountain. And you know, in the old songs, Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. Not, Lord, you said for this mountain to be moved. And so I need the mountain to be moved. You know, I'm not, what am I climbing when you said it needs to be moved out of my way? So I'm asking you to move this mountain, move this stumbling block, whatever this stumbling block is, God. If it's people, family, God, move it. If it's family, Father, God, move it. Whatever it is. If it's people that I'm still trying to hang on to and you keep telling me to let go of it, move it out of my way, God. Because I'm trusting and I'm believing in you. And so many times, and I was very immature with that when I got saved. Everything's going to be okay now. I'm going to get whatever it is that I want from God now. And then that's when the fight came. That's when all the tests started coming. Because God had to mature me. He had to grow me. He had to break me. Because I wanted to do it my way. You know, I was one of those, you know, what Bernie Mac used to always say, I'm like Bernie Mac, I just say what you're afraid to say. But then God had to tell me to close my mouth. There's a place and a time for everything. So what is it that you're trusting and believing God for today? Or are we at the place where we even can trust him? Lord, I've asked you for this thing, but I don't know if it's going to come to pass or not. What is it that we need to trust God with? I love the old song, and God brought it back to me. Hadn't heard that song in all know when. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. It don't take a whole lot. Just use the little you got. That little you got, even if it starts with just a grain of mustard seed. If you would just start with your faith there and allow God to do some things. Watch God do a turnaround. Because we're in a day, God is moving quickly. But we have to trust and believe that he's going to do what he said that he was going to do. Despite what the world is saying, despite how things are going on in the world. If we ever needed God, we truly need him now. We have to stand on God's word. This is the time that people should be running to the church. But I'm still trusting and believing in God for this place to be filled. Because he is not a man that he can lie. And if he said it, that settles it. But we have to get to a place in our lives that our life begin to line up with God's word. So what is it that I'm causing the hindrance? And that's where the delay but not deny comes in that. Because where am I at in my life? Am I being obedient into what God told me that I needed to do? Am I in a place? Because I don't know about you, but I want to be in a place when God says it's your time. I want to be right there. But even if I'm not in that place, God did not tell me no. He said, you're delayed just a little bit because there's some more things that I need to implant in you. There's some more things that I need to do. There's some more breaking I need to do. There's some more grooming and making that I need to do. But it's so important in the midst of what you're waiting on and trusting and believing in God for, that we're standing on his word and we're putting him in a remembrance of his word and we're not speaking the negative out of our word because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So many times we're so quick to blame it on the enemy. Or we're so quick to say, well, God didn't want me to have that. Well, I do, but, you know, you just sit here and, you know, spoke something negative right after you asked me for it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The word of God says, speak those things as though they already are. I take God back to that one as well, too. Lord, you told me to speak these things as though they already are. So this is what I'm speaking to you today. And I'm standing on your word and I'm trusting And I'm believing in you for what you said that I can have. What you said. And it's, you know what? And a lot of times we look at the material things of it. But what is God trying to get to us spiritually? What is God saying? You know, he's trying to get us to a place to be able to minister to somebody. Because even in the midst of my brokenness, I still got to minister. Even in the midst of it, I still have to minister. And I remember years ago when I was in Peoria and I was going through some things. And whenever the pastor would call, do the altar call and call the ministers up, and I wouldn't move. And one of the armor barons turned around and he was like, "Aren't you a minister?" I said, "Mm-hmm." He was like, "Well, how come you up there?" I said, "I can't minister to somebody." But God dealt with me. He said, "Even in the midst of what you're going through, you still got to minister. You got to put you aside because you still got to minister to somebody else." So if God has put a word in you to minister to somebody else and you don't minister that word, because we don't know where that person is in their life. We don't know what it is that they're going through. Even if it's just saying hello. That's what that person needed that day. But so many times we look at the material things of what God says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. There's some other things that God is trying to impart in us. There's some other things that God is trying to get to us. It's not all about the material things, because I love when he says, "Seek ye first the king, my kingdom and my right way of doing things, and everything else will be added unto you." So if I'm seeking God for everything that he says that I'm supposed to seek him for, whether it's a house, but the main thing is for my soul and for my spirit. So I'm seeking God for the spiritual things. Because even the world says, get rich quick, the lottery, and everything else. I think I was going across the internet the other day, and it was, and I really didn't even read it. I just scanned over it. They showed this guy that won the lottery and turned around and went to prison for the rest of his life. And I said, wow. So you got money that you're not even able to enjoy. Because now you're going to prison for the rest of your life. And even when I go in and get gas and I'm standing there in line and I'm waiting to pay for the gas, and I'm like, this one lady bought $50 worth of lottery tickets. I was like, that's $50 that I could have done something else with that would have been effective. So I just gave $50 of my money away and probably didn't have not one winning number. But that's the way the world says that we're supposed to do things. But that's not what God is saying, because he said, if you now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So that now faith is I'm trusting and I'm believing in God, and that evidence is God's word. The evidence is standing on God's word, to trust and believe what he said that he was going to do, and go back to his word. And even if you have to go back to his word every single day, go back to the word of God, because that's where that faith grows. That's where that faith increases. That's what the maturity steps in. So my question is, where is your faith? Is your faith in God? Or is it in the world? Or did you even put that faith in yourself? Because so many times the faith that we put in ourselves is our paycheck. When God says, I need you to put your faith and your trust in me. So where is your faith? What is it that you're trusting and believing in God for? Or as I said earlier, are you even believing in God to do what he says that he would do, or to do what he needs to do? Even if that faith is just as small as a mustard seed, God said, I need you to start there. So there are some things that some people are going through. And as Minister Day had to the young ladies, there are some decisions that need to be made. And we're all at that place that there are some decisions that need to be made. And we need to first seek God for what needs to take place and the direction that he needs us to go in and want us to go in. Because as we begin to seek God, and so many times he will tell us, and we know we hear him, but we pretend like we don't hear what he said. I know I done been there, and sometimes I do it now, and I be like, oh. And he goes, gotta do it. I be like, oh, God, you don't let me get away with nothing. I'm like, oh, man. But where is your faith? Today is decision time.